Welcome back to Lloydminster, where the Oil Barons are 5-1 winners here this evening over the Lloydminster Bobcats. Joined now on the post-game show by Mob head coach Tom Akeka. Tom, are you more pleased with the effort tonight? I'm going to say, what an effort from your captain, Brandon Ralph. He certainly came to play tonight.
You know what? All 20 guys did. We challenged them today during the day. We read off of our stats from last night, how many scoring chances we had, which we thought were enough to, you know, warrant a win. And then we also focused on how many times we had odd man rushes and we missed the net, or how many hits we had. We only had about 10 or 11 hits. You know, we're a team that relies on its speed, and if we're not going to move our feet, we're not very fast. And I thought today that we buzzed around the puck real good. We were relentless. Thought that we threw a lot of traffic in front. There's just a different team, and these are the types of efforts that, you know, you sort of forget about last night with a good effort. Today, we warned our guys, so, you know, they responded, which was great. But the most important game is the next one, so tomorrow afternoon should be hopefully a great affair.
Tom, I talked to Brandon this afternoon, and he said to me, all he said was, no way Austin McGrath is making 49 saves tonight. We're going to pepper him again. And you could tell the determination of Brandon tonight. He's a player who, it seems like at times this season, he puts the team on his back, and he certainly leads by example both on the ice and off the ice. And it was nice to see him pick up the hat trick there at the end of the game, a great deflection. But Brandon Ralph, outstanding for your club, and he really shows how much he means to this hockey club.
Well, yeah, and you know, again, and we've said it so many times. You know, what he brings on the ice is one thing that everybody else sees. What he brings off the ice is even more important for us as a coaching staff and as an organization. You know, he's doing such an unbelievable job grooming our younger players and showing them what it takes to be a Fort McMurray Oil Baron. It's not a sometimes thing. If you're going to be a competitor, you have to play hard in practice, and then you have to, you know, make sure that transfers into a game. He's a guy that doesn't take a practice off or doesn't take a competition off, and that's something that you want to rub off on your younger players, and it is, because when you look at the development of Leesburg and White and Isaac, that's a direct result of being around Brandon Ralph on a day-to-day basis.
The physicality of this game certainly ramped up in that second period and continued in the third, but your team definitely did not back down and showed no quit. Is that something that is nice to see this late in the season, where everyone's standing up for everyone out on the ice?
Well, yeah. I mean, you don't want to let another team push you around, because if they do it once, they'll try it 2-3 times. And I thought that our guys did a great job, you know, standing up not only for themselves, but for their teammates and for their goaltender. You know, so unfortunately, fighting is part of the game. And you know, while you don't want to lose Eddie for any amount of time, I thought the fact that he wanted to stand up for himself was good.
Josh Williams gets his first start in over a month. Wasn't overly tested, but he did make a couple really nice saves in this hockey game. Your thoughts on Josh tonight?
Yeah, came up big when he needed to. I think they had six or seven power plays. Mm-hmm. Funny how that works out. Out shooting a team and still having to kill twice as many power plays. But, you know, we did a good job of shot blocking. You know, we tried to, you know, emphasize to our players that, you know, we know that if our goaltenders can see that first puck, they're probably going to stop it, and then we want to make sure that we clear rebounds. So we tried to limit the amount of second and third opportunities. So he made some key saves for us, again, at opportune times, which, you know, stopped a little bit of the momentum, and we were able to capitalize on our chances.
Gunnar Kinnerberg draws in, and I thought he was really good. Again, he was outstanding his first game up in Fort McMurray, and this kid, he's tall, he's lanky, but certainly does not look out of place out on the ice.
Yeah, he's almost like a miniature, but he's almost like a younger Kyler Newman, where, you know, he's just poised with a puck, he pops it well. Thought that he was, you know, outstanding, and for him to, you know, draw into a tough game after a loss last night, I thought was huge. So, you know, that's a decision that we'll have to make as a coaching staff, but you know, we're trying our best to convince him to become a former Oil Baron down the road, and you know, with efforts like that, it just reinforces, you know, the work that our scouting staff does at you know, identifying players and making sure that they fit the mold that we want. We always say, you know, in Fort McMurray, we don't, you know, change what we believe in to suit the players. You know, we want to find the right players that play the way that we want them to play. And Gunner's definitely, you know, an individual that's mature. He's very quiet, but yet he walks softly but carries a big stick. So, you know, hopefully he can, you know, be donning our jersey next year.
I thought he made a really nice play where he jumped up in the rush. He got a great shot off, and that kind of just shows the confidence that he has, even as a 16-year-old, to not just sit back and always keep it safe.
Well, you can do that when you have confidence in your stick-handling ability. He plays with his head up. He doesn't have to stare down at the puck, which was good. And actually, his first shift, he had about the puck came to him 2-3 times, and he fired in the corner. And we sort of said, you don't be scared to throw it on net. You know, foot off the ice, make sure it gets, you know, past that first wave of blockers. But if we can battle from the hash marks down, that's what our forwards appreciate. And I thought that he did an outstanding job.
Tom, won't keep you too long, but tomorrow afternoon's obviously a big game. Bonnyville's beat you guys three times this season, expecting their best effort tomorrow. How do you try to carry the momentum of the win tonight into tomorrow afternoon?
We're going to play physical tomorrow. We're going to play extremely physical tomorrow. That's all I'm going to say.
Short and simple. I like
it,
Tom.
Short and simple.
Tom, congratulations on the win, and thanks always for jumping on with me.
Thank you.